Thanks for tuning in to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalene Smith-Needham, and back in studio with me is our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Good to see you, Casey.
Reunited, Shalene and me.
Great to have you here. And your film this week has had quite a bit of controversy surrounding its release. Tell us your take on the film, Joker.
Oscar-nominated actor Joaquin Phoenix gives his naturally idiosyncratic edge to the title role in this film, offering a psychologically twisted and disarming origin story of Batman's greatest archenemy. Phoenix plays an ordinary man working as a party clown with an unusual sense of humor and zero friends in a dirty, graffiti-covered 1970s Gotham City. The continuous violence, loneliness, and aloof cruelty surrounding him every day gradually push him into an eternal carnival ride of madness that is shaky, dangerous, and bloody. What makes Joker entertaining is its consistent devotion to reality. This film is set in the real world, with relatable emotions, anxieties, and situations. You're not in a sexy, visually aggressive, comic book style setting. And the nucleus of Joker being so entertaining is Joaquin Phoenix's fully realized performance. A man struggling with mental illness, dreams of success in stand-up comedy, and jolting urges of brutality make this Joker surprisingly human. We've seen many other actors portray this same character in other TV shows and films in the past. With deep musical chords from an accompanying cello, this performance of such a famous and beloved villain is another one people will be talking about.
Okay, sounds like you recommend this one.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.